So hi, Welcome to Noise Podcast. I'm Shane.
I'm Glory.
And we're here with
Michael Meany.
All right, some questions to say about his upcoming single, Calling You Out. So congrats on that. By the way, how do you feel about the response, the announcement so far?
Thank you very much. I'm really excited about it. And so far, the response has been great. I really look at like what I'm getting for pre-saves or for like interaction when I'm trying to promote these songs. And this one has definitely by far been the best. So I'm really excited about what we've put out for it so far. And I think the release is going to go really well.
Hell yeah. The track fucking rips.
Oh yeah.
I appreciate that a lot. I really like it. It's a little different than what we usually do.
Hell yeah.
It's really fucking fun. I really like it.
Thank you very much.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. So is there any meaning behind the single title or cover art?
I mean, the title and the single itself go pretty well together. Calling You Out is some of the lyrics that I say. It's really about like kind of going through it with somebody and letting them essentially walk all over you and kind of take advantage and use you when they need you type stuff. And you're me, whoever it's about, is really fed up with that. And they're kind of retaliating and they're kind of like, you know what? I'm done with this. I'm calling you out, you know, and I'm reading through the bullshit.
Oh,
fuck
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And artwork, that is a picture with me, Joe, and Gohan when we were camping. Franco took that picture. I'm kind of on this thing right now with my singles where for my solo stuff, the artwork doesn't have to align with necessarily the message of the song. It just has to have something that when we took the picture, it had a lot of meaning. And that one really, it just stuck out. I'm like, this is the artwork. This is what we're using for it.
Fair enough.
Fuck yeah.
So can you tell us a little bit about your writing process for the track?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, most of my solo songs in the last year and a half, which is the majority of them, have been written with Joe from Ice Nine Kills. He's the bassist in there. He's this amazing writer and producer. So really, I'll go into the studio in LA with him. We'll get stoned and we will kind of come up with a concept of what we want to do. And then he just starts making music and he really, like, I'm really able to just dumb it down for him and just say, you know, I kind of like how this sounds, or I like when you did that. And then he'll have this beautiful song made. And then we kind of go through and write lyrics together. He's helped me quite a bit in trying to develop that skill and really stay on certain topics. So this song was really just that. I mean, we went in, we wrote it out. When we get into a flow of things, it goes really fast. And that's how this one was. And it's how I knew it had a lot of meaning. And like, it was just natural for the words to come out.
Absolutely.
Sure. So you said that this one was really fast. So start to finish, how long did it take?
The actual song and recording the lyrics took like a day. And then the mixing, mastering, and getting it through distro, all the different things just to put the single out, took months, you know. And I feel like always how it ends up with these songs that I really like, we'll make them really quick, but then I gotta wait a while to actually get it out there, and there's always steps past just making the song.
Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, you mentioned you and Joe work so well together. Are there songs that you have, whether they're out or they're not out, that you spend more than like a day on, or is it just like if it doesn't come to you, you just move on to the next idea?
Yeah, for sure. We've definitely had a couple that I've released. I think two that just took so long and we changed so much of it from the original. I have a song out called Pedestal, and that we have like 60 different types of songs for that with different lyrics and melodies. So that's cool too. I personally love when we just get it out and it's there and I don't have to think about it. Joe is definitely cool. He's so creative. He's cool with leaving it on the back burner. Let's come back to it and let's change things. So I've definitely had a couple like that with him, and they do end up being amazing. Just have to be a little more patient with them and able to let go of certain ideas and put new ones in.
Fair enough.
Gotcha. All right. So I want you to tell us your favorite lyric off this track and what it means to you.
Okay, my favorite lyric off this track, I say it a few times, and it's, you know that I hate the way that you play, the judge and the jury, made your escape, I love the way you left in a hurry. And that was written with Joe, me, and actually Wyatt, who's this awesome producer too, who happened to be in the room at the time. And we were really trying to come up with a way to wrap the story up of how this person just kind of gets to us and always gets away. And Wyatt was like, "Judge and jury sounds really nice." And then it just kind of flowed out. I had the microphone and we just went for it, and that flowed out. So I love that line because it wraps the whole song up. And it's really how I have felt a lot of times in my life, like where I feel like maybe somebody's taken advantage of me or done something to hurt me. Like, dude, they are. You're like the judge and the jury. You think you can do it all, and then you just leave, you know? So I like those lyrics a lot.
Yeah, it's a
Hell
fucking
yeah.
bar. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
So where was your headspace at while you were writing this track?
I think that Joe's really good at getting me in those headspaces and finding out exactly how I'm feeling to get these ideas out. And I think at that time it was really like, you know, almost a little angry and just kind of like that fed up state where I'm like, you know, I don't want to think about this person anymore. I don't want to even give them that time. And that was kind of how the idea started. It's like, well, let's write a song about, you know, how this person has kind of affected you for so long, and you're just calling them out now. And we'll just pretend that you've called them out on their bullshit, and it's you and them in a room, which hasn't happened, but it helped getting that scenario.
Yeah.
I was a little angry, and I was a little like, I needed to get some, you know, some stress out, and I think that song was a real end result of doing that.
Gotcha. And
For sure.
you mentioned with the last question that like you were looking for a lyric to kind of wrap the story up. Do you think of like all of your songs as like a story from start to end, or was it just like this particular one where you were writing with that in mind?
Yeah, I mean, I would say most of them are closer to having a story start to finish, and that is because of my practicing with writing. Like, it's really something the last year that I'm working on in my song. So I think storytelling is something where I've been trying to hone in on that. But I also have plenty of songs that, you know, pre when I didn't have that mindset where it was just whatever was coming into my mind. And I love those songs too. So I do think right now I'm on a storytelling basis, and I really want to be able to lock that in for the next few songs.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Awesome. So this one should be super, super quick. Off the top of your head, I want you to describe this track for new listeners in 3 words. No more, no less.
Three words. One or less. What did I say last time? The
Yes.
angsty rock, and cool. It's cool.
Cool.
Cool, it's angsty, and it's rock.
That's all true. Yeah, rock. Real emphasis on
Hell
that
yeah. And then that same train of thought, is there a certain feeling or emotion you want listeners to have while going through the track?
I just love relatability. I think since I've been putting music out and very slowly watching a small fan base grow, that has always been the most like rewarding thing at all is if somebody can relate to it. Sometimes I'll get a message from somebody where, you know, they said this hit me, you know, and I understand it in this way, and it's kind of totally different than what I wrote the song about. But if they're still relating to it in any kind of way, they're able to take that and maybe make their own story or put it to their own memories. I love that so much, and it's always something that I'm like, wow, like that's crazy that I was able to put this art out, and you can, you know, have your own connection to it through relatability. So that's always what I'm looking for. Whatever feeling comes to them naturally, you know, if they're able to connect to it, I love it.
Hell yeah.
For sure.
And obviously you've been pushing this song a lot with the short form videos and whatnot, and you do that a lot with Flat Out as well. Gotta ask,
Yeah.
like, how do you balance the music making, the content creation, especially touring so heavily as crew with Ice Nine Kills?
Yeah, it can be a lot, and sometimes I find myself going through, you know, like a month where it's nonstop, and I am editing between my stuff and Flat Out 5 videos a day, filming, trying to write new songs, and then I'll kind of hit stopping points where I just fall off for a couple of weeks, and it's almost like my brain needs a break. I'm trying to find a balance in between those two. But I am good at least listening to my brain and my body when it's telling me like you're burning out, because then the content doesn't even come out as good, and I'm not being as creative, and I'm not taking the time. So right now, that's kind of where I'm at, is working until I burn out and then taking a little time. But I am learning. I am definitely learning with this tour life and all this new stuff I've been getting involved in, just how to find a balance and find the times for it. And as long as it's a priority at some point in the day, I make it all work. But I also have the help of Joe and Tony. Even with my solo stuff, Franco, yeah, Tony's always there if I need help, like with technology that I'm terrible with, when I need to get pictures a certain format, or when I need to it to fit a certain picture. He's really good at helping me with that too. So I do have my little support system, and they've helped me quite a bit.
Oh yeah, love
That's
that.
good. Yeah. So are you able to touch on any particularly challenging or standout moments from the creation of this single, positive or negative?
Challenging moments. Yeah, I mean, I think I'm always finding challenges in any song I do, even if we do write them quick, because there's always stuff that will come back later. But they always end up being good. I can get really frustrated, but I think there was a part in this song where I actually wasn't hitting like a note to where I wanted it to be. And it took like a lot of Joe was like, "Oh, I can just fix it with like auto-tune. Like I can just move the note." And I wasn't, I'm like, this just doesn't sound right. Like it just something about this. So we had to go back in, and I had to do like two words. That's all I had to fix. But it took a while to get it to like that one little thing. That can be very frustrating sometimes and challenging for me. And like I said, Joe, he's almost like a mentor at this point for me. You know, he'll really sit there. He has such an ear for music and where you should be singing, so far beyond mine. So he's part of those challenges, because he'll call me out and he'll say, "I know you can do it like this. I know you want to do it like this. Let's sit here and get it done." And then through that frustration, we'll finally get it. And I'm like, I feel like I overcame that obstacle. So lots of challenges in this song too, but all positive for sure.
That's good.
Hell
Hell
yeah.
yeah.
Good.
So you've got this track coming out. Gotta ask, what's coming up next for you?
Coming up next for me, we just finished a couple verses 2 days ago at the studio. It's the first time Joe and I have been in the studio for a bit for solo music. And I can at least say it's like this very, it's different. With all these singles I'm doing, we're kind of in different pockets, and this is like funky almost. Like it's like 70s bassy, and I'm really hyped when once this is done. A little more work to do. Right now, my goal is to be getting a single out once every 2 months. I wish it could be more than that, but realistically, where I'm at, I think that's kind of an attainable goal. So I'm hoping December 19th this comes out, and then 2 months after, you'll get a next single from me. There's an album in the works. I think that will be this year, but I th or sorry, next year, but probably later in the year.
Okay.
And just singles until then, one every 2 months, and trying to get that content as much as I can in between, and slowly but surely find new fans and people who can connect to the music.
Oh
For
yeah.
sure. And for that album, were you thinking of just kind of taking some of the singles that you've already put out and just kind of putting it together as an album, or would it be just a bunch of new songs?
Definitely would be new. The goal is that over this next year, I can continue working on singles like I have been, slowly start building an album as well. I do have a couple songs that I'm keeping to the side for it that I really love. So I think I've never put an album out, you know, so it would be my first, and I really would want some concept in there and something to carry through from the beginning to the end. So definitely will be new stuff, and it will have some sort of concept for it. But yeah, like I said, a couple right now that I got in my back pocket that will be on that for sure.
Okay.
Hell yeah,
All
concept record. All right, all right.
right.
I'm waiting for it.
That's something that's hard for me.
So because you just got off tour, we gotta ask, what is your gas station snack of choice?
Gas station snacks. So about 8 months ago, I went vegan,
Nice.
Oh, hell yeah.
which was a total change for me in my lifestyle.
Yeah.
And I actually found these, they're not Planters. I forget the company, but they're these peanuts and cashews. And they have three different flavors. One of them is a brown sugar coated. It's like a dessert almost. It's amazing.
Ooh.
One of them is a dill pickle flavored, which is just tastes great. And then one of them is like rosemary just covered. I don't know. But they these peanuts, I've seen them in a lot of gas stations, and they're always hung up with all the other nuts. And they're the dill pickle ones, look for it. It's a bright green bag. Oh my God. That is like I found those and I'm like, I'm good. I can just eat these every night and I'll be fine.
Yeah.
All right.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
I think I saw those when I was in, oh my God, I think it was Norfolk. I saw them and I was like, those are really interesting. But it was like a huge tub of them and they were like $8. And I was like, I don't know if I want to drop $10 on a fucking thing of peanuts right now.
Go through them fast, but goddamn, they are good. They are good.
I'll drop the $8 next time just to prove you right or wrong. Yeah.
So on the topic of food, if your project was dish, what dish would your project be and why?
Maybe it would be like a toasted, a little over toasted, but not to the point where you can't eat it, where it's just that perfect crunch. Toasted bagel with vegan cream cheese, but not too much. It's almost like you wish there was more. It's a little dry, in fact. You wish someone put another scoop of cream cheese on it. And on the side, you got a banana, four perfectly ripe strawberries, and a glass of iced coffee.
Okay. So,
That would be the meal that this song is.
okay.
Strawberries, toasted bagel, black iced coffee.
Okay, so you're scaring me a little bit.
No, that's it. I'm telling you.
He's cooking. He's cooking with that.
Are you sure, Shane?
I'm sure.
Because the wanting more cream cheese plus with the fucking black coffee, it's
Gives you
scaring me a
that
little bit.
feeling like, fuck, like this is good, but yeah, I'm angry.
Angry. Okay. Yeah, iced black coffee would definitely make me angry. So you're on to something.
Iced black coffee. I love
Oh shit, I'm so sorry. Black coffee is
it.
awesome.
Apologize. It's awesome. I know.
Yeah. She's drinking it
Yum. So for these last couple questions, we're gonna shift away from music if that's okay with you.
I guess.
Shrug. God. So if you could be one animal for the rest of your life, which animal would you be and why?
Probably
Big
be go.
question.
Might be go, huh? Might be a dog. Might be my dog and just lounge around and just hang out, and spend my life in the yard digging, and eating food. Yeah, I'd be a dog. I would have no problem with that at all.
Perfect.
Hell yeah.
All right.
Especially with that nice new lawn, man. Hell
He's
yeah.
got a yard. He's out there right now. I was thinking about doing this outside, but I'm like, we'll just do it here. But he is like so in love with the yard, which makes me so happy.
Hell
Good.
yeah. He deserves it. Fuck yeah.
Okay. So if you could have lunch with any celebrity artist, dead or alive, who would it be and why?
I don't know. Ryan Gosling. I'll go with my boy Gosling. I think that would be great. I don't even know if I'd get anything out of it other than just conversation with a great actor. I think he is an amazing actor. I love watching that dude's movies. Have you ever seen The Place Beyond the Pines?
I'm not. Shane, have
Oh,
you?
you gotta watch the movie. I'm not gonna explain it all, but essentially, he rides a dirt bike and wears like a tank top, and he's got like a face tat, and he works at a circus. It's like the coolest thing ever.
Dude,
And
I'm
every
sold.
that movie, I was like, Ryan Gosling is the man. Like, that dude is the man. So I would
Like,
go out to lunch with him to tell him that and be like, bro, you're the man.
fucking
Perfect.
love that one movie, man.
I
Crazy.
love how much you were in. Keep killing
Hell
it,
yeah. So for this last question, boom, you're on a deserted island. You can bring one person, one movie, and one album. Who and what are you bringing?
person. I was gonna say, I mean, I'd have to choose between Joe Franco or Gohan, and I'd probably pick Gohan. Joe and Franco, they're right there. They were my next picks. And all right, one person, and what else?
One movie and one album.
Movie and album. The movie take is Interstellar. I love watching that movie.
Long
Over,
ass movie.
yeah, it's so long. That's a great one because you can
Oh, yeah,
just
it's great. Yeah.
go back and it's great. And then my album, honestly, probably the Carter Five by Lil Wayne. I love that album start to finish. And that dude, you can always go back and listen for things. Franco and I will sit there and be like, yo, you know how we said this line about lasagna, but the G is silent? And like, we'll just go through and explain it. And I could do that to myself for years, I feel like. So, Carter Five.
All right.
right. Sounds
Hell
good.
yeah. It's fucking awesome.
So, as Gloria said, that's all the questions we have today. Is there anything that you would like to plug?
No, I mean, my song comes out December 19th, calling you out. Very excited about it. And like you guys said, I have plenty of content to kind of go along with it up until that. Flat Out is releasing new music soon. I'm hoping to get back on an episode with y'all for that.
Absolutely.
A lot of big plans for that. So shout out Flat Out, shout out Joe, shout out Franco. And yeah, December 19th. I think that's really all I got.
Hell yeah. All right. Well, thank you for sound. It's been Michael Meany, and we have been the Good Noise Podcast.